taking on the Van Horn Eagles. Bulldogs won the first game of the series 11-0. So a few changes that'll take place this game for the Bulldogs. Looking out, Brighton Partain is going to be pitcher for the Bulldogs. Jarek is going to move over to shortstop, which is going to push Anthony to third base. Castillo is going to take over full time in left field, and then Raiden Hernandez is going to take over first base, and Drew Porter will bat for Raiden when the lineup comes around to that. So, again, Brighton Partain is going to be the pitcher for the Bulldogs for the second game. If the Bulldogs win, then we'll have won this round of the playoffs. It'll move on to face the winner of Baird and Gorman. Last time I saw it, Baird, you know, for the one-game series? Baird won game one, so they'll play game two, and Gorman is leading Baird 3-0 in the bottom of the first right now. Thank you. So we'll kind of keep our eye on that. Hopefully the Bulldogs will pull it out here. If the Bulldogs do lose, then we'll play a third game right back here in Crane tomorrow. So the wind has stopped. The flag out in the outfield is just laying there. But we found a fan to give us a little bit of a breeze. So with that being said, Ben Moore, Rocky Alexander, Rocky and Bullwinkle, as I like to think of us. I'm obviously Rocky and you're Bullwinkle. All right. Partain's going to face his first batter, and it's going to be Corrales. Top of the first inning, 0-0. First pitch of game two. Wind up and the pitch. Swing and strike for Partain. 0-1 count. And Partain gets set. And the pitch. Corral is going to try to bunt it, but he missed it. So there's strike two.
There's different speeds between that first game and this game.
Yeah, absolutely. The sun is starting to set a little bit, and some shadows are creeping on the field with the pitch. Swing and strike three. Three pitches, three strikes for Partain. One out in the top of the first. The Bulldogs are the home team this round as opposed to last where we were the visitors. Now batting for Van Horn is going to be Gonzalez, the shortstop. Partain checks with Cashery, shakes it off. Here's the windup and the pitch. Gonzalez makes contact, but he fouls it over towards the Bulldog dugout. So it'll be an 0-1 count with one out. Again, top of the first inning, 0-0 here. No runners on. Four pitches for Partain so far and four strikes, so off to a strong start for him. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hit into the field. It's going to fall fair for Allen. Throws it to first. Almost catches the runner. So Gonzalez is safe at first. He hit that ball just over the second baseman's head. Allen's the center fielder who ran up and jetted it over to first base. It was just a little bit behind. So now the Eagles have a runner on first with one out. And it's going to be Corrales, the catcher, who's batting now. Partain checks with Pena to get the signal. Agrees. Throws it over to first base. Runner's going to be safe. Again, it's Hernandez, Raiden Hernandez, who's on first this game. Drew Porter will bat for him. So Partain gets set back on the mound again. Gets the signal from Jaron. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. The count is 0-1. One out. Top of the first. Runner on first. You know, wind, but the sun is setting a little bit, and it's starting to cool off just a little bit. I don't know if it's our fan or our attitude. Maybe a little bit of both. Partain gets it over to first base. Runner is safe again, but Bryden's not going to let him get too big of a lead over there. All right, so Peña gets set behind the plate. Gives Sartain the signal. Bratton gets set on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, called the strike. There we go. Took him a second. Had some movement on that ball. So now the count is 0-2. Runner still dancing around first base, waiting for Corrales to step back into the box. All right, Partain set on the mound. Corrales up at the plate, looking to the catcher for the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, strike three. So two outs in the top of the first. One runner on as Ontiveros comes in for the Eagles. Two outs, top of the first, 0-0, one runner on first base. Partain pitching, gets the signal from Peña. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging foul ball. The count will be 0-1 with two outs for the Eagles. And that bird is just chirping nonstop.
He's
not even looking at the game. Ugh, some people or some animals. All right. 0-1 count for Partain. Gets it over to first base. Ooh, that one was close. They are keeping the runner over there. It's Gonzalez from getting too big of a lead. But Partain and Hernandez are working it over there. Now Partain looks to Peña to get the signal. On Tavares at the plate, 0-1 count, two outs, top of the first. The windup, the pitch, called strike.
He gets a late call.
Yeah, he's not as quick as our other guy, but Brighton doesn't pitch as quick as Jared does either. So we're just going to stretch out, take our time, listen to that one bird sing over and over. 0-2 count, two outs, top of the first inning, runner on first. Partain gets the signal. Here's the lineup and the pitch. Swinging, strike three. Three up, four up, three down. Leaves the runner stranded on first. So good start to game two for the Bulldogs.
All right. We again want to thank our sponsors to make this broadcast possible. Taylor Ranch. Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of Ira Bulldog Athletics and wishes them all the best in their upcoming baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. Also, Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Bulldog Athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck this season. Go Bulldogs! Again, the Ira Booster Club, we thank you for your support and all the supporters of the Ira Booster Club, and Booster Club supports all Ira ISD students. First Baptist Church in Ira. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June 19th through the 24th this summer. Head on over to fbcira.com for more information. Go Bulldogs! And Chempak. Chempak is an oilfield chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buskin. Chempak has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injections. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Renegade Services. Renegade Services are proud supporters of our Bulldogs and Scurry County youth. Renegade Services is a Case Hole wireline company to call for all your wireline needs. Specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services. For additional information, contact Gary Gunzett at 325-207-0779. And also, we want to thank Doug and Susie White for your support. They're lifetime Ira residents, supporter of the Ira Bulldogs, second generation graduate with two sons and a grandson to graduate from Ira. Black and orange run through our veins. Go Bulldogs. First Baptist Church in Snyder, located at 1712 27th Street in Snyder. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are
available for all ages. Then join us in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads your worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join in via Facebook live stream. First Baptist Church of Snyder, thank you for your support.
All right. Thank you to all the sponsors. Up first for the Bulldogs is going to be Anthony Luna in the box. And on deck, it looks like it'll be Bratton Partain. Corrales is also going to be the pitcher of this game. He was the catcher the last game, and so they just swatched. Goodness. All right, so they're getting their signals from each other. I'm talking to each other now. Walking back again, Luna's going to be in the box. Bottom of the first inning, 0-0 here in Crane, Texas, as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Van Horn Eagles. Here's Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Strike. Outside just a little bit. 0-1. Corrales gets the signal from the pitcher. Wind up, releases. Luna pops it up behind us. So now it's going to be an 0-2 count for Anthony in the bottom of the first inning. Corrales steps up to the mound, agrees with catchers, wind up and the pitch. Outside, it's going to be ball. So one ball, two strikes for Luna as he's battling through this at bat. Corrales steps on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pegs him in the arm. I don't know if you can hear it, but the dugout's cheering. Anthony goes to first base. And so it's going to be Bryton Partain now, the pitcher for the Bulldogs this game, who's going to step into the box. And that'll put Jarek Pena on deck. All right, Luna on first. Partain in the box. No out for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the first. Partain sets up for the bunt, lines it down to third base. Fielder twist goes between his legs. Both players are going to be safe. So with the bunt from Partain just going towards the third baseman, he missed the ball, and so now Brighton is safe, Anthony is safe, runners on first and second, and that sets up for Jarek Pena, who's at the plate. Drew Porter will be on deck. All right, Jarek in the box. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. High, ball one. So 0-0 in the bottom of the first, but the Bulldogs have two runners on, one on first, one on second, no out, with Jarek Pena at bat, and he's got a 1-0 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, Jarek takes a cut at it, but missed, so now it's a 1-1 count for the Bulldogs. All right, Corrales steps up to the plate, checks with the runners on first and second. Here's the lineup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Gets behind the catchers. Both the runners are going to be able to advance. So now the Bulldogs have Luna on third, Partain on second. Jarek's got a 2-1 count with no outs in the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 here in Crane, Texas, as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Van Horn Eagles. In the first round of the playoff, the Bulldogs won the first game, and if they win here, we'll move on to the next round. Corrales with a windup and the pitch goes over Jarek's head. So it's going to be three balls, one strike, two runners in scoring position for the Bulldogs. No outs here in the first. Corrales checks the runners. Here's the lineup and the pitch. It's going to be outside ball four for Jarek Pena, which will bring up Drew Porter with the bases loaded. Jarek Pena will be on deck. Drew is the designated hitter for Raiden Hernandez playing first. All right, we're on first, second, and third. No outs as Porter takes his first at-bat. Wind up in the pitch. Drew hits it high. Looks like it's going to be somewhere around second base. They catch the ball. So the shortstop ran over, caught the ball right in front of second base. None of the runners advanced, so there's one out for the Bulldogs as Jaron Pena steps up to the plate, and Caden Castillo will be on deck. So Jaron faces one out in the bottom of the first. Runners all over the place. Line up the pitch. Jaron swings, and it's going to be a foul ball grounded over towards the Bulldogs dugout. 0-1 count, one out for against the Bulldogs, 0-0 in the bottom of the first. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Jaron with a good cut, just nicks it foul behind the catcher, so now it's going to be an 0-2 count for Pena. Luna on third, Partain on second, Jarrett Pena on first, Jaron Pena batting, 0-2 count, 0 out, or 1 out, 0-0 in the bottom of the first. Corrales pitching for the Eagles with the windup, the pitch outside, it's going to be ball one, so now the count for Jaron is 1-2, 1 out. Corrales on the mound, getting set, gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside again. That puts it at 2-2, 1 out, 0-0 in the bottom of the first, but the Bulldogs have runners everywhere you can. Corrales gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pena hits the ball. It's going to be fair right over the shortstop's head towards left center field. Luna scores. Partain's going to score. So the single from Jaron Pena moves Jaron Pena up to second. So you have runners on first and second, the Pena brothers, and Partain and Luna were able to score. So now the Bulldogs are leading 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning with one out as Caden Castillo steps up to bat and Holden Rios is on deck. Now the catcher's going to walk up to the pitcher, and they're going to have a discussion.
Hey, don't throw that pitch.
Yeah. It's really just a hard-hit ball that shot the gap between shortstop and second. And so it held up Jarrett from getting to go anywhere further than second base, while Brighton got to go from second all the way home. All right, the Pena brothers on first and second. Castillo at the plate, Rios on deck. Castillo steps up. Corrales steps on the mound. Checks on Jarrett and Jaron. Here's windup and the pitch. Both runners stealing. Both runners are able to advance on the play. The ball got behind the catcher. So now the Pena brothers are on second and third. Oh, he called a balk. Okay. So he called it a balk, so both runners were going to steal it. Castillo was trying to bunt. It was a balk anyway, so now the Pena brothers are on second and third. No out. 0-0. Castillo swings. It's going to go foul. So the count is 0-1 for Castillo now. Corrales on the mound for the Eagles, steps up. Checks on the Pena brothers. Says, hello, how are you doing? They say, very well, thank you. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo fouls it back behind us. So now it's an 0-2 count for Caden, one out for the Bulldogs, leading 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Got two runners in scoring position. and the senior Rios on deck. Corrales checks the runners, checks with the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball high and in. So now the count is 1-2 with one out. In the bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs leading 2-0. Corrales gets the signal from the catcher, checks on the Pena brothers. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, he tips it. Caden's running to first base. The first baseman able to get it, but Jarek is able to score on the play. So now the Bulldogs are leading 3-0. Castillo swung and just barely nicked the ball, so the catcher had to throw it to first base. Able to get an RBI. So that puts Jaron Pena on third, Holden Rios on the plate, and Zane Allen is going to be on deck. There's two outs. And the Bulldogs are going to send in a pinch runner for Jaron. That's number five. We're going to dig around for just a second. Cabrera. Jarek Cabrera. Sorry, I missed you up. There you go. So Jarek comes in to be the pinch runner for Jaron Pena. Holden Rios is the batter. Zane Allen is on deck. I don't know what happened. It's like the pitcher took something off, maybe an arm sleeve, and tossed it to his coach. So just a little bit in a break in the action. Bulldogs are leading 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning with two outs. And the bird is still there. All right. Rio steps up to the plate, and Corrales bends over, checks on Cabrera, checks with the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. That bird is now with us in the press box. Oh, and one count for Rios.
He
was done. He was. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's in the dirt. Ball gets behind the catcher. Cabrera's going to take off running for home. Slides and is safe. Bulldogs now lead 4-0 in the bottom of the first inning, which is identical to how game one went. The Bulldogs took a 4-0 lead at the first, but this time the Bulldogs still have the senior Rios up to bat. He's got one ball, one strike, and two outs. Corrales with the windup and the pitch in the dirt. It's going to be ball two. That bird is just sitting on a I don't know how it. There's not a perch for it, but it is somehow stuck to the wall. He's here to stay. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Rios at the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging foul ball hit towards the Van Horn dugout. Now the count will be 2-2 with two outs. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the first. Corrales steps up on the plate, gets a signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Rios makes contact, hits it high. Looks like it won't get out of the infield, and the shortstop makes the catch. So that'll be three outs for the Bulldogs. So after one, Bulldogs are leading 4-0.
Mark and Sheila Harless are proud supporters of the Bulldogs, and they're backing the Bulldogs in all that they do. Well, thanks again. Pizza Inn and Snyder. Pizza Inn has a buffet and salad bar all day. They have a great team price. So call ahead. Let them know you're coming. Pizza Inn and Snyder. First Church of God, Ira Church of God, is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In is Snyder. Half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night is every Tuesday from 5 to close with half-price single patty burgers. Thank you, Sonic, for your support. Snyder Iron and Metal, 5 locations to serve you in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. That's at Snyder Iron and Metal. Also, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Seller. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. That's 940-674-5435. Call Stormy at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. And the Community Bank of Snyder, we thank you for your proud support of the Ira Bulldogs. Industrial Holes and Oil Field Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oil field supply needs. Stock pipe, values, fittings, valves, fittings, oil field hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs!
Thank you, Sponsor. Thank you, Rocky. All right, Partain still pitching for the Bulldogs. For Van Horn, it's going to be Mendez, the third baseman. Top of the second, Bulldogs leading 4-0. Here's Partain with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball one. So 1-0 count, no out. I did learn winner of this series will play the winner of the Gorman-Baird series. Baird won the first game. Gorman is leading 3-0 in the bottom of the first. There's Partain with windup and a swinging foul. So now the count is going to be 1-1. In the top of the second inning. Partain checking with Pena, the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a little bit outside. Ball two, so the count is 2-1 with no out. In the top of the second inning, Bulldogs leading 4-0. Here's Partain with windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. There you go. Now it's a 2-2 count. Starting to cool off just a little bit. There's not any wind. The flag that I can see is just dangling on the flagpole, and the shadows are really starting to grow. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, strike three for Partain. So, one out in the top of the second inning. Van Horn is going to send up Enchondo. Bulldogs leading 4-0. No runners on. Partain checking with Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be ball one. And Chanda set up like he was trying to bunt and pulled back. So one out, one ball, no strike. In the top of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike called, so that's a one ball, one strike, one out count. Bulldogs leading 4-0 as Partain is pitching to Enchondo, the center fielder. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside, gets behind the catcher. Now it's a 2-1 count. All right, get the ball back. 2-1 for Enchondo with one out.
top of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0. There's Partain with windup and the pitch and a swinging strike. For now it's 2-2. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the top of the second inning. Partain steps off the mound. Now he steps back on the mound. Gets the signal from the catcher, Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low and a ball. So now it's a full count for Anchondo. No runners on, one out. Bulldogs leading 4-2 in the top of the second. Anchondo steps up to plate. Partain gets his signal from Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh, they're going to call it a ball. So that puts Anchondo on first base after the walk. And will bring up Flores, the first baseman for the Eagles. One out so far for the Bulldogs. Partain gets his signal. Payne is getting set. Partain gets his signal. Flores is set up for the bunch. Now he backs off. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside. He swung, so it's going to be a strike. 0-1 count. The Eagles have Anchondo on first. Flores at bat with Partain pitching for the Bulldogs. 0-1. Flores sets the bunt. Here's the windup and the pitch. Flores pulls back. Runner Anchondo goes. Pena throws it to second. And it's gifting! The Pena brother connection. Jared tosses it to Jared. Jared was able to tag him out. And so now there's two outs in the top of the second inning. Great play by the Bulldogs. Flores set up to bunt and then pulled back. He didn't like it. That allowed Jared to throw out Anchondo at second. Now the count is 1-1. There's the pitch, and it's going to be a strike. But now it's 0-2. Brighton gets set on the mound, gets the signal from Pena. Flores in with a 1-2 count. Two outs, top of the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, foul ball. It's going to be hit well beyond the, well outside of the playing field. Nobody's going to get to it. It's in the parking lot. Still a 1-2 count. Two outs, top of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Partain gets the signal from Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike three. So after two innings or one and a half innings, Bulldogs are leading the Eagles 4-0.
Again, we want to thank our sponsors for making these broadcasts available. The Taylor Ranch. The Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldog Athletics. And wish them all the best in the upcoming baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. Also, Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of our Bulldog Athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck this season. Go Bulldogs. Again, the Ira Booster Club, supporting all our ISD students. First Baptist Church in Ira. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June 19th through the 24th this summer. Head over to fbcirs.com for more information. Go Bulldogs. Chempak. Chempak is an oil field chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buffkin. Chempak has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injection. We stand by our motto, we treat you right.
All right. Thank you, Rocky. Thank you to our sponsors for supporting these broadcasts. We'll be with you throughout the whole of the Bulldog playoffs. Up batting for the Bulldogs is going to be Zane Allen, and on deck will be Anthony Luna, who was the leadoff hitter. So, bottom of the second, Bulldogs leading 4-0. Allen up to bat. Corrales, pitcher for the Eagles. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ooh, it's going to be strike. It was outside and low. Rocky and I don't agree, but that's also why we're on the radio and not as an umpire. 0-1 count for Allen. Here's the windup and the pitch and the dirt. So it's going to be 1-1 now. Bottom of the second inning. Corrales steps up on the mound, gets his signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen swings, hits it back behind us, so it's going to be a foul ball. 1-2 count now. No out for the Bulldogs. Corrales gets his signal, gets settled on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside ball. That leaves Allen with a 2-2 count, 2 balls, 2 strikes, no out. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen makes connections. It's high, and it's going to be over the shortstop. He's running to get it. It's going to fall fair. Shortstop had to back up into the outfield to get it, and he didn't. So that's a single for Allen, who's safe at first. And that's going to bring, I said Luna, it's actually Lexton Hernandez. Anthony Luna's on deck now. My bad. Start Lexton. Lexton's the batter. Allen is on first. No outs for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the second inning, where they're leading the Eagles 4-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Bunted it by Hernandez. Pitcher catches it, turns, throws it to first, and gets Hernandez out, but not before he's able to bat Allen to second base. So, Allen's now on second. One out for the Bulldogs. Luna stepping up to the plate, and Partain is on deck. Corrales gets his signal. Turns, checks on Allen on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Luna hits the ball. It's going to be fouled behind the catcher. It would have hit that bird if it had been there, but now he's inside just hanging out with us. So it's an 0-1 count, one out. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Luna hits it far into right field. It's going to be caught, but Allen's going to be able to go over to third base. So two outs for the Bulldogs. Luna drilled that one deep into right field. So two outs for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the second inning with Partain up to bat, Allen on third, and Jarrett Pena on deck. Corrales waiting for the pitch catcher to get set. Checks on Allen at third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. 0-1 count for Partain with two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0. They just turned the lights on. Shadows are kind of going away. The sun is about to set on us, it feels like. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt behind the catcher. Allen's going to go for it. And he's going to have a stand-up score. So now the Bulldogs lead 5-0 on what was a pitch that got behind the catcher. So now Partain has a 1-1 count with two outs. No Bulldogs on base, but the Bulldogs are leading 5-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Corrales kind of taking his time, getting to the mound, collecting his thoughts. All right, Partain steps up to the plate. Corrales gets the signal from his catcher. Here's the windup. And the pitch. Outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 for Partain. Pitcher versus pitcher here. 2 outs. Corrales steps up on the mound. Gets the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside. Ball 4. Partain's going to get to first. Bratton confused us all, mainly me. That was 3 balls, so now 3 balls, 1 strike for Partain. Aegis is stretching his leg. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Corrales gets his signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oof. Called strike, but it was close, I guess. So now it's going to be a full count with 2 outs. Bulldogs leading 5-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Corrales steps up to the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Partain gets it over to shortstop, gets it past him. The center fielder is going to get it back. He'll hold up on first. So he says, if you won't walk me, then fine, I will get a hit. So that sends up Jarek Pena to the plate, and it's going to put Drew Porter on deck. So Partain on first. Jarek Pena up to bat. Pena, the pitcher from the last game, threw a no-hitter. He's got 2 outs facing him here, but the Bulldogs are leading 5-0 in the bottom of the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. They toss it. Partain slides to go. The ball bounces away, so Partain will be safe at second on the steal. So it was a ball pitch, so the count for Jarek is 1-0. Partain's at second. Corrales now checking on Partain. Checking with the catcher. Here's the windup of the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball. 2 balls, no strikes for Pena. 2 outs in the bottom of the second. Bulldogs leading 5-0 with Partain on second. Corrales on the mound. There's the pitch. Cabrera hits it. It's going to get past the shortstop. Partain's going to have a chance to score here. It's in left field. Partain takes off towards home. He's going to be stand-up score, which just sends Pena to second base. So now Jarek is going to get a double off of that. Partain is going to be able to score, and the Bulldogs are going to take a 6-0 lead in the bottom of the second with 2 outs. Jarek hit that hard. He got past the shortstop and went into left field, and the left fielder threw it home, which allowed him to take off from first to get to second. So there's 2 outs, bottom of the second. Bulldogs leading 6-0. It's Porter at the plate, and Pena in on deck. Jaron Pena on deck. Corrales with the pitch. Called strike. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Runner on second for the Bulldogs, Pena. As Corrales checks on him, there's the pitch. Low in the dirt. So now the count's going to be 1-1 for Porter. Corrales is checking on Pena. There's the pitch. It's going to be inside ball. So now it counts 2-1 with 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0 with a runner on second. Corrales checking on Pena.
Porter gets the ball, hits it. It hits his shortstop, bounces a bunch. Porter's going to run it out. It's going to be way over first baseman's head, which is going to send Jarrett home. So an RBI single for Porter puts the Bulldogs up 7-0 with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. And Jaron Pena now is coming up to bat. Porter on first. And Coach calls, Van Horn's coach calls timeout to walk out and talk to the pitcher. So the Bulldogs having a little bit of a rally here with two outs. Scored four runs in the first. They scored three runs in the second. I think all of them have come with two outs.
Right, yeah.
So now Van Horn calls a team meeting.
And now that the weather's cooling off, the bats are getting hot.
The weather's cooling off, the bats are getting hot. The Bulldogs have really offensively done really well here. So 7-0, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Everything stayed the same. Coach just wanted to have a conversation, check with everybody. The Porter on first. After really what was an error, the ball was thrown to first base and it went well over his head. But that allowed Jarrett to score, and now Jaron is at bat. No balls, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second, Bulldogs leading 7-0. Barrera checks on Porter. There's the windup, the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball. 1-0 count for Jaron here. Barrera gets the mound, checks the Porter. Here's the windup, the pitch. It's going to be low in the dirt. Ball two. So two balls, no strikes, two outs, bottom of the second, 7-0, Bulldogs leading with a runner on first base. Cabrera checks with Porter now. He pitches it. Pena hits the ball. It's going down the first base line, but it's going to fall foul. So that puts the count at 2-1 with two outs. Pena at the plate, Porter at first, Castillo on deck. Corrales steps up to the mound, checks on Drew, looks up to catcher. Here's the lineup and the pitch. Called strike. So now it's a 2-2 count for Pena. Two out, bottom of the second. Bulldogs leading 7-0. Runner on first. Here's the windup, the pitch. Jaron hits the ball deep into center field, and it's going to be caught. So hits the ball deep into center field, caught by the center fielder. That's three outs as we shift to the third inning. Bulldogs are leading the Eagles 7-0.
Renegade Services, proud supporter of the Outer Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. Renegade Services is the Case Hole Wireline Company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunzett at 325-207-0779. Doug and Susie White, we appreciate your sponsorship. They're lifetime IRA residents, supporters of IRA Bulldogs, second generation graduate with two sons to and a grandson to graduate from IRA. Black and orange run through our veins. Go Bulldogs. First Baptist Church in Snyder is located at 1712 27th Street in Snyder. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages. Then join us in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads in your worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join via Facebook live stream. You'll be welcomed with love and a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit FBC Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting our website, fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making Him known. Mark and Sheila Harless, backing the Bulldogs all the way in everything they do. Go Bulldogs. PTN is a proud sponsor also. PTN Snyder has a buffet and salad bar all day, and they have great team prices. So call ahead. Let them know that you are coming. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God.
All right, Bulldogs. I'm taking the mound. Partain still pitching for the Bulldogs. Up to bat for the Eagles is going to be Hinojosa. All right, top of the third. Bulldogs leading 7-0 as we start. Hinojosa at the plate. Partain with the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike one. So an 0-1 count. Partain gets his signal from Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It was way out, but he swung. Now the count is 0-2.
You see what happened?
The ball landed right on the white line, and Jaron couldn't find it. He kept looking behind, but it was just camouflaged. Yeah, camouflaged with that white line. Sounds like a Rocky moment, if I've ever seen one. The count is 0-2. Top of the third. Bulldogs leading 7-0. Partain gets his signal from Pena. The windup and the pitch. Oof. Close. It's going to be called a ball. So now it's a 1-2 count. No out for the Eagles. And a host steps up to the plate. Partain gets the signal and gets settled. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul. Tip. Out. So, one down for Partain in the top of the third inning as the Bulldogs lead 7-0. It'll be Caleb Hinojosa for the Eagles now. They're surely related. So Partain gets the signal from Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one called. 0-1 count, one out, top of the third. Bulldogs leading 7-0. As the sun is setting now, you can see the color in the clouds, and it's starting to be just a beautiful summer night. Partain gets the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike two. Oh and two count. For Hinojosa, one out. Partain gets the signal, windup, pitch. Strike three! Two batters faced, two batters down for Partain in the top of the third as the Bulldogs lead 7-0. Oh. Corrales, there we go. This is the pitcher Corrales up to bat for the Eagles. Partain with the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike one. 0-1 count. Two outs. Top of the third. Bulldogs leading 7-0. Partain gets his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike two. So an 0-2 count, two outs, top of the third. As Partain is facing the fellow pitcher, Corrales. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike three. So after 2.5, the Bulldogs are leading 7-0.
Sonic Drive-In in Snyder offers half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Also, family night is every Tuesday from 5 to close. Half-price single patty burgers. Snyder Iron and Metal, 5 locations to serve you. Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals. Aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. Snyder Iron and Metal. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. I want to thank Community Bank of Snyder for your support of IRA Bulldog Baseball. Industrial Hose and Oilfield Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oilfield supply needs. We stock kites, valves, fittings, oilfield hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs! The Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldog Athletics and wishes them all the best in the upcoming baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs! Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of the Bulldog Athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck this season. Go Bulldogs! And again, thanks to the Ira Booster Club for all that they do. Proud supporters of all Ira ISD students.
All right, as we shift to the bottom of the third inning, up to bat for the Bulldogs is going to be Castillo. On deck will be Rios. Corrales will still be the pitcher for the Eagles. The Bulldogs are leading 7-0. And what is slowly but certainly cooling off. I mean, there is no wind. We should be golfing.
Yeah.
I have nothing to blame my shot on. All right, Corrales gets a signal from the catcher, Castillo, up at the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo dings it. Hits the ground. It's going to be picked up. Nope. Goes right by the shortstop who jumps over to try to field it. So Castillo will be safe at first. The ball that hit the ground real quick, jumped over the pitcher's head, and then when the shortstop went to field, it just went under his legs, I guess. And so Castillo now safe at first, no out for the Bulldogs, leading 7-0 in the top of the bottom of the third with Rio set back. Allen is on deck. Here's the windup, the pitch in the dirt. It's going to be ball one. So a 1-0 count for Rios, no outs. Castillo on first. There's the windup and the pitch. Rios puts it in play. It's a grounder deep into left field. He's going to send Allen all the way to third. He's going to slide in safe. So Rios with the single pushes Allen to third. It's just a hard hit grounder that rolled halfway out to left field. The Bulldogs are leading 7-0 in the bottom of the third with no out. It's Allen who's up to bat. And on deck is going to be Hernandez, Lexton Hernandez. Corrales gets the ball, checks the runners. Here's the windup and the pitch. Rios goes for the steal, slides down, and is going to be out. So Rios tried to steal there. The catcher was able to jet the ball over, make a play. It was a close call at second, but they're going to call him out. And now the Bulldogs have one out, one runner on third, and the count for Allen is 1-0. Bottom of the third, Bulldogs leading 7-0. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside, ball. So now at two balls to no strikes, one out. Allen, the lefty, is facing Corrales. Castillo's on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing hit by Allen. It's going to be a foul ball back in the parking lot. Catcher goes, talk to the pitcher, so now the count is going to be 2-1 for Allen. Bulldogs leading 7-0 in the bottom of the third. Crowley steps up, checks on Castillo at third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen hits it back again. It's going to be foul in the parking lot, but keeps battling through, so now it's a 2-2 count with one out. Corrales checks on Castillo on third. Now he faces Allen. There's the windup in the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Bulldogs leading 7-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Runner on third. One out. Here's the windup and the pitch. And it's going to be ball four. Allen is going to take the base. So that puts the runner on first for the Bulldogs, the runner on third for the Bulldogs, and Lexton Hernandez, the senior, up to bat. On deck is going to be Anthony Luna in the top of the order. Bottom of the third, Bulldogs leading 7-0 with runners on and one out. Corrales is the catcher and it's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez hits it deep to left field. It's going to fall in play. The ball gets behind the field. There's nobody there. Castillo's going to score. Allen's going to score. Lexton's going to get to at least third base. He's going to go in. Lexton's going to run in. It's going to be a play at the plate. He drives, and he's safe in the park. Home run for Hernandez. Gets it deep to left field. Got ball got behind the left fielder, and Hernandez, who made it to state and cross country this year, put on some wheels, was able to get around the whole thing. And now the Bulldogs lead 10-0 in the bottom of the third with one out.
Remember, I coached him in Little League.
Rocky wants 100% credit for coaching Lexton. Good job, Rocky. We're proud of you. With Luna up to bat now with one out for the Bulldogs, Partain is going to be on deck. Corrales with the windup and the pitch. Strike one. So bottom of the third, Bulldogs leading now 10-0. And the count for Luna is 0-1. Corrales gets set. There's the windup and the pitch. Hits the dirt. It's going to be a ball. So, 1-1 for Luna. One out from bottom of the third. Corrales gets settled in on the mound. Gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Luna hits it to second base. Second baseman picks it up, throws it to first, and they're going to be able to get him out. So that's two outs for the Bulldog in the bottom of the first. Partain is now up to bat with Jarrett Cabrera on deck. So the pitcher Partain comes up with two outs, nobody on, but the Bulldogs are leading 10-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Partain hits it deep to left field. Left fielder's backing up, and he's going to catch it. So that'll be the end of the third inning. Bulldogs leading the Eagles 10-0.
Our Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by worship service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June the 19th through the 24th this summer. Head over to fbcira.com for more information. Go Bulldogs! Chempak is an oil field chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Buskin. Chempak has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injections. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Renegade Services, proud supporter of Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County youth. Renegade Services is the CaseFold wireline company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, and slickline services. For any additional information, contact Gary Gunsett at 325-207-0779. Doug and Susie White, proud supporters of the Iowa Bulldogs, lifetime Iowa resident, supporter of Iowa Bulldogs, second-generation graduate with two sons and a grandson to graduate from Iowa. Black and orange run through our veins. Go Bulldogs! And First Baptist Church in Snyder, located at 1712 27th Street. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages. Then join in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads in your worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join via Facebook live stream. You're welcome with love in a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit FBC Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting our website, fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making Him known.
All right, as the Bulldogs finish, Partain finishes warming up. An update from the Gorman-Baird game. Gorman is leading 7-0 in the top of the seventh. Baird won game one. Gorman is looking like they'll win game two, which means they will have to play Saturday, and the Bulldogs will find out who their opponent will be if they can continue holding this lead through. So, in the top of the fourth, the Bulldogs are leading 10-0. Up to bat for the Eagles is Gonzalez, the shortstop. Partain still pitching for the Bulldogs and pitching a great game. All right, Partain gets settled on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. That ball had some movement on it. It's going to be strike. I saw when Deering signaled it, Brighton smirked. And so he liked that call a lot. But now it's an 0-1 count for the batter, Gonzalez. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, strike two. So now it's an 0-2 count. Top of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 10-0. Partain gets the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a foul tip. So we'll keep the count the same, 0-2. Partain gets set, facing Gonzalez. Gonzalez has got an 0-2 count in the top of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled down the first base line. So still an 0-2 count. Gonzalez battling here a little bit, but Partain kind of gets settled onto the mound. Looks to Pena for the pitch. There's the windup. There's the pitch. There's the swing. It's going to be in play to shortstop. Garrett gets the ball, throws it to first, and he's out. Hit to Jarrett, thrown over to Raiden Hernandez at first for the out. Now the Bulldogs still leading 10-0 in the top of the fourth, but the Eagles have one out. Partain gets settled on the mound, gets his pitch from Jaron Pena. There's the windup. There's the pitch. It's going to be high end of the ball. Seemed like maybe that one just slipped or something. All right, Partain gets settled. There's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. That puts the count at 1-1 with one out for the Eagles. Bulldogs leading 10-0 in the top of the fourth. Partain checks with Pena, gets the pitch count, or gets the pitch. There's the lineup. There's the pitch. Called strike two. That puts the count at 1-2 with one out. Partain settles in on the mound, checks with his catcher, gets what he likes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hit up into center field short. Three Bulldogs there. Allen's going to catch it coming up from center field to do it just on the edge of the dirt and the grass. So two outs for the Eagles now. Bulldogs leading 10-0 in the top of the fourth. Ontiveros up to bat for the Eagles. Ontiveros is 0-1 for the day. Brighton's at 46 pitches and still pitching well. Two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike one. Partain and Pena. Pena calls time to come up and talk to Partain. The count is 0-1 with two out for Ontiveros. Top of the fourth inning, Bulldogs leading 10-0. Pena comes back from Partain. They get their mindset. Everything settled. Partain settles in on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging, strike two. So, an 0-2 count for Ontiveros with two outs. There's the pitch. Swinging, strike three. So, after three and a half, the Bulldogs are leading 10-0.
Mark and Sheila Harless are backing the Bulldogs in all they do. Thank you, Mark and Sheila, for your support. PTN has a buffet and salad bar all day, and they have great team prices also. So call ahead and let them know you're coming. PTN and Snyder. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In in Snyder has half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night every Tuesday from 5 to close where you can get half-price single-patty burgers. Sonic. Snyder Iron and Metal. Five locations to serve you in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals. That includes aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. They also have structural pipe and rods available. Snyder Iron and Metal. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Stormy Sellers. Call Stormy at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance. We want to thank Community Bank of Snyder for their support of these broadcasts for Ira Bulldog Baseball. Industrial Holds and Oilfield Supply is your one-stop shop for all your oilfield supply needs. We stock pipe, valves, fittings, oil fields, hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs. The Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldog Athletics and wishes them all the best in the upcoming baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. And Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Bulldog Athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck throughout this season. Go Bulldogs. Again, thanks to the Ira Booster Club for all your support of Ira, all Ira ISD students. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service. Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids is planned for June the 19th through the 24th this summer. So head over to fbcira.com for more information. Go Bulldogs! Chempak is a chemical sales and service company owned and operated by Shelby Bufkin. Chempak has been in business since 1989. Services include oil and water analysis, truck treating, and continuous injection. We stand by our motto, we treat you right. Renegade Services, proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs and Scurry County Youth. Renegade Services is the Casehole Wireline Company to call for all your wireline needs. We specialize in logging, perforating, pipe recovery, slick line services. For additional information, call Gary Gunston at 325-207-0779.
All right, so Van Horn has subbed in a new pitcher. Not sure who's in right, but we'll fix that later. But it is Gabriel Gonzalez, who is the pitcher for the Eagles now. And the catcher is going to walk up to the pitcher and have some discussions. So batting for the Bulldogs is going to be Jarek Pena. On deck is going to be Drew Porter. Waiting for catcher to get settled, but right now Gonzalez is getting ready for his first pitch against Jarek Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. 0-1 count for Pena now. In the bottom of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 10-0. Here's the windup and the pitch from Gonzalez. It's going to be high ball. So a 1-1 count for Jarek Pena. In the bottom of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 10-0. All right, Gonzalez steps up, gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup. And the pitch, it's going to be high, ball two. All right, Gonzalez steps up. Jarek gets into the box. Here's the windup and the pitch from Gonzalez. Ball three. The count is now 3-1 with no outs for the Bulldogs. Bottom of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 10-0. Jarek Pena at bat. Drew Porter on deck. Gonzalez steps up to the plate, gets his signal from the catcher. Here's the windup. The pitch. And the dirt. Ball four. The Jarek Pena jets to first. The ball got behind the catcher. And that's going to bring up Drew Porter to bat. And on deck will be Jaron Pena. Bulldogs leading 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody's out. Runner on first. All right, Jarek's on first. Gonzalez checking out Jarek, making sure he's held there. Porter at bat. Here's the windup of the pitch. Jarrett going for the steal. It's going to be a toss and a slide. Safe. So Jarrett able to steal second. The count for Drew is going to be one ball, no strikes, so 1-0, no outs. Now the runner is at second for the Bulldogs as they lead 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth. All right, Porter steps up into the box. Gonzalez steps up onto the mound. Gets his signal from the catcher as he looks back to check on Pena. There's the windup. Pena stealing third. Catcher throws it to third. Pena slides and is safe. So now Jarrett has two steals. Gets the third base. No outs. Bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 10-0. Porter facing a 2-0 count. But again, no outs here. Porter steps up to the plate. Gonzalez steps on the mound, looking over at Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt and low. Pena's going to stay on third. So now Porter has a 3-0 count.
That catcher's got his job worked out. When we're on base, he's just...
he can't settle.
Yeah.
Bulldogs leading 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Porter facing a 3-0 count with no runners out and Pena on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going behind Porter's back. Porter's going to take a base. That's four balls. So the first two batters, Gonzalez has faced, he has walked. And now it's going to be Jaron Pena who comes up to bat. Coach Goodwin's going to sub a pinch runner in for Porter, and it's going to be Luke. What is Luke's last name? Grant. Luke Grant's going to step in as the pinch runner for Drew Porter. Jarrett Cabrera is on third. Jarrett Pena is on third, and Jaron Pena is at bat. Gonzalez has faced two batters. He's walked both of them. But the Bulldogs are leading the Eagles 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth. All right, Coach Goodwin gets the substitution. The pinch runner all squared away. Jaron steps up to the plate. Gonzalez steps up to the mound. Gonzalez checks the runner. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside far. Luke's going to go. Jarrett's going to go. Jarrett slides in at home and is safe. Luke's going to take off for a third base. The ball's still laying there dead in the infield. Luke's going to slide and be safe at third. So the Jarrett slid, the ball got past the pitcher who was covering the base, and nobody in the infield went to get it, which allowed Luke Grant to steal second and third base after the ball got behind the catcher. So now the Bulldogs are leading 11-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Jaron Pena is facing a 1-0 count with a runner on third.
I coach Luke, too.
Yeah, Rocky coach Luke, too. There you go. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging hit from Jaron. It's going to get into left field. Luke is going to stand up and score. Jaron's going to get a single. The Bulldogs are leading 12-0 now in the bottom of the fourth. And we're going to have another pinch runner. Jarrett Cabrera is going to come in and rub for Jaron Pena. So Cabrera's on first. There's no out for the Bulldogs. It should be Caden Castillo batting for the Bulldogs as they lead 12-0 in the fourth. But pinch hitting for Caden Castillo is going to be Ike Weaver.
So the senior, Ike Weaver, is going to come in and pitch hit for Castillo. Gonzalez is the pitcher. Cabrera's on first, pinch running for Jaron. I hope it makes sense to you. Bulldogs leading 12-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the lineup and the pitch. It goes behind Ike. Cabrera's going to take off to second. And they don't even try to throw it. So Cabrera safe at second. Ike is facing a 2-0 count. 1-0 count. Runner on second. Bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 12-0. Weaver pinch hitting for Castillo. Cabrera pinch running for Pena. Gonzalez with the windup and the pitch. Called strike. One ball, one strike for Weaver. Rios is on deck for the Bulldogs. Still no out in the fourth. The bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 12-0. Gonzalez checks the runner. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hit by Weaver to second base. Second baseman drops the ball. Weaver's going to be able to get to first. Ball flies past the first baseman. Cabrera's going to be able to turn and run home. Weaver's going to get to second. So the Bulldogs now take a 13-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth with no outs. Weaver with a hard hit to second that just was not fielded well. And then a miscue allows Weaver to get all the way to second as the senior Rios is up to bat.
Looks like they're
going to... Coach is calling the timeout and he's summoning in somebody.
Center
the center fielder. Let's see. Coach is talking to him. We'll see exactly what's happening. Bulldogs are leading 13-0 in the bottom of the fourth. There's no out. Rios is going to be batting. Weaver is going to be on second. My eyes are just not as good as they used to be.
It looks like Enchondo.
Yep. Number 11, Enchondo. I don't know who's in right field. I don't know who's in center field for him. Sorry. So Enchondo's going to warm up here for a minute. I'll let Rocky read some ads or Phil, and I'm going to grab a drink.
Last time Ira residents Doug and Susie White are supporters of the Ira Bulldogs, second generation graduates with two sons and a grandson to graduate from Ira. Black and orange run through our veins. Go Bulldogs. First Baptist Church Snyder, located 1712 27th Street. Start your Sunday off with one of our many Bible studies that are available for all ages. Then join us in our worship center on Sundays at 10:15. Our praise team leads you in your worship, and our pastor, Ben Reed, provides the message. You can also join via Facebook live stream. You'll be welcomed with love in a relaxed environment. Be sure to stop by and visit the FBC Welcome Center for a cup of coffee and donuts. Find out more by visiting our website, fbcsnyder.org, knowing Christ and making him known. Mark and Sheila Harless are proud supporters of the Bulldogs, backing the Bulldogs and all that they do. Again, we're so grateful to all the supporters for bringing these broadcasts today, and we just thank you be supporting us all through the playoffs. PCN and Snyder. PCN has a buffet and salad bar all day. They have a great team price also. So call ahead, let them know you're coming, and they'll fix you up. Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Our mission is making Jesus known and loving others. Check us out on our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Sonic Drive-In and Snyder. They have half-price drinks all day long in the Sonic app. Family night is every Tuesday from 5 to close, where you can get half-price single-patty burgers. at Sonic Drive-In. We want to thank Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations in Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices pay for all recyclable metal. It may include aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available also. Call Stormy Sellers at 940-674-5435 to see if you qualify to save up to 40% on your auto insurance at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Thank you for your support.
All right. And Chongo's going to come in and be the pitcher for the Eagles. We just checked the score. It's still 7-0 Gorman, but it looks like it's delayed in the top of the fifth. Bulldogs have played the winner of that series between Baird and Gorman. Baird took first, the first game. All right, Rios is the batter for the Bulldogs. No outs in the bottom of the fourth. Weaver's on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul by Rios over the top of the Bulldog dugout. I don't know if you can hear them, but they're having fun. That puts the count at 0-1 for Rios. And Chondo with the windup and the pitch. That ball moved a lot. That was, Rios backed up. He thought he was going to come in too close, and it bent in. So now it's an 0-2 count for Rios. There's the windup and the pitch. Foul by Rios. Weaver's on second. Rios is an 0-2 count. Bulldogs leading 13-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside, it's going to be a ball. 1-2 count. Bottom of the fourth inning still. No out. And Chondo gets the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Rios hits it into right field, and it's going to be caught. Weaver still on second base. So now Eli Martin is going to come in and bat for Zane Allen. Weaver still on second, one out in the bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 13-0 as the senior Eli Martin takes the shot. And Chondo gets the signal. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt ball. Weaver takes off for third, and he's going to get it. Ball got behind the catcher there in the dirt. So now Weaver is on third base. Eli's got a count of 1-0 with one out. Bulldogs leading 13-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And Chondo gets his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging foul ball over the top of us. So now it's a 1-1 count for Martin with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Eli ducks, and it goes over the top of him. So now it's a 2-1 count for Martin, one out. Bottom of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 13-0. Weaver on third. Here's the windup and the pitch from Encanto. In the dirt, gets behind the catcher. Weaver's going to stay at third. So now it's a 3-1 count with one out in the bottom of the fourth. And Chondo kind of getting settled on the mound, getting a signal from letting the catcher kind of get settled. Martin steps up to the plate, and Chondo gets his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Oh, they call that a strike without hitting. That's a full count. Full count for Martin. One out. Runner on third. And Chondo with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be in the dirt behind the catcher.
Excellent catcher. He's got a workout.
He has been running everywhere. So Martin's going to get to take first base. It'll be Hernandez up to bat. Lexton Hernandez. Lexton's the one who had an in-the-park home run the last time he was up at bat. So it's good when talking about subbing somebody in, somebody out.
Get as many in today as you can.
Get some practice for a lot of these guys. So they're going to sub Eli Martin out at first and let Cody McCallum pinch run for Eli. McCallum, wherever he is. While Coach Goodwin's doing that, the Van Horn team kind of gathers together. In one out in the bottom of the fourth, Bulldogs leading 13-0. They've got a runner on first in McCallum, who's pinch running for Martin. They've got a runner on third for Weaver, or Weaver's on third, and Hernandez is at bat, Lexton Hernandez. And Chondo gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt, ball one. Chondo steps off the mound. Hernandez steps up to the plate, and Chondo gets back on the mound. Now he's looking back over at McCallum. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be way over the head of Hernandez. Hits the backstop. So now it's two balls, one strike, or two balls, 2-0. And runners on first and third, Hernandez, Lexton Hernandez batting, and Chondo pitching, gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup, the pitch. Hernandez hits a foul ball towards the Van Horn bench.
Now he's trying to hit down that third base line again. That's where he got his name, park home run.
Right, that's right. Two balls, one strike, one out for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fourth as they lead 13-0. Lexton steps up to the plate. Chondo with the windup and the pitch. Catcher throws it back to first, but McCallum is already back on the plate, so that's a ball. So it counts 3-1 for Lexton with one out in the bottom of the fourth. McCallum on first, Weaver on third. Wind up and the pitch. Lexton fouls that off towards the Van Horn dugout. So now it's a full count for Lexton. Here's the wind up and the pitch. Swinging strike. So Hernandez is out, so there's two outs for the Bulldogs. Luna, with the top of the order, is coming to bat. Again, McCallum is on first. Weaver is on third. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 13-0. Luna at the plate. Here's the windup from Enchondo and the pitch. Inside, ball one. One and zero count for Luna with two out, bottom of the fourth. Bulldogs leading 13-0. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit by Luna towards the shortstop. It's going to go in between the shortstop's leg. Weaver's going to score. McCallum's going to get to second. Luna's going to get a single. So now the Bulldogs lead 14-0 in the bottom of the fourth with two out, and Partain comes up for that. All right, runners on first and second. Here's the windup from Antonio and the pitch. Partain hits it. Two shortstop drops the ball. Ow. They're going to call Luna out at second.
So. Is it crew time or?
Okay. Yeah, so I want to thank our sponsors for bringing the game today, and Community Bank of Snyder, we thank you for your support. Also, Industrial Hose and Oil Field Supply, they're your one-stop shop for all your oil field supply needs. We stock pipes, valves, fittings, oil field hoses, and hydraulic hoses. Service is our number one priority. Go Bulldogs! The Taylor Ranch is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldog Athletics and wishes them all the best in the upcoming baseball playoffs. Go get them, dogs. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of the Bulldog Athletics. Arrowhead Ranch wishes the Bulldogs the best of luck this season. Go Bulldogs! Again, the Iowa Booster Club, they do so much to support all our ISD students, and we thank the Booster Club for their support. Iowa Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. We have Bible classes for all ages every Sunday at 10 a.m., followed by worship service. We have Vacation Bible School for elementary age kids planned for June 19th through the 24th this summer. Head over to fbcirf.com for more information. Go Bulldogs!
All right, top of the fifth for the Bulldogs. Partain's going to stay in as the pitcher, leading 14-0. Bulldogs are three outs away from ending this game and moving on to the next round of the playoffs. Up to bat for the Eagles is going to be Mendez, the third baseman. Again, Bulldogs leading 14-0, top of the fifth. Partain is the pitcher. Mendez is the batter. Gets the signal there. The windup and the pitch. Strike one. Just on the outside of the box. 0-1 count. Partain with the windup and the pitch. Strike two.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah, 0-2 count. This is a little bit far, but they're getting called. So we'll take it. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hit back to Partain. It's going to get into center field. Allen's going to get it. It'll be a single for Mendez. So in the top of the fifth, the Eagles showing a little bit of signs of life. They have a runner on first. They're going to send in a pinch runner.
That was the pitcher's worst nightmare there. Went right back at
him. Yeah. Went right, I mean, just
straight over the mound.
Rolled into center field and so forth. Now the Eagles have subbed a pinch runner in. The batter is going to be Anchondo, who finished that inning as the pitcher. The ump and Van Horn's coach are kind of getting all their paperwork lined out and sorted out. It is top of the CS Bulldogs leading 14-0 with no out. All right, Anchondo is the batter. Eagles do have a runner on first. Partain, the pitcher. Partain turns it over to first, throws it. Runner is safe. Here's Partain. Getting his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside at the ball. So 1-0 count for Anchondo.
Here's Partain with the windup and the pitch. Ooh, they're going to call it a ball. So two balls, no strike. Runner on first for the Eagles. Partain still pitching, getting a signal from Pena. Turns it over, throws it to first. Safe. Runner safe. Partain gets this signal from Pena. Here's one to bend the pitch. Just a bit outside at the 3-0 count. So 3-0 for Enchondo, runner on first, Partain pitching, Bulldogs leading 14-0 at the top of the fifth. Here's the windup. There's a strike one. 3-1 count now. Partain gets the signal from the catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Outside, it's, strike. So now it's a full count. Rocky, I don't know, thought that was the ball, so that's why we're up here, not down there.
That's right.
Full count. Here's the windup and the pitch. And it's going to be a ball. So, Enchondo walks the first. So now the Eagles have runner on first and second. Pena ends up to Partain to talk to him. And batting for the Eagles is going to be Flores, the first baseman. Top of the fifth, Bulldogs leading 14-0. No outs so far. Three outs away from ending this game. Partain gets their signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swinging strike. So an 0-1 count. All right, 0-1 count for Flores. Runners on first and second. Top of the fifth, no outs. Wind up and the pitch. Ball's in the dirt. Runner's going to... Pena's able to hold him. Throws it to first. They're going to be able to get the first baseman out. Now the runner from second's going to third, and he's going to be tagged out. Great play from the Bulldogs. The Eagles had runners on first and second. They took off running. Pena took off, catches the first baseman. Well, then catches the runner on first. The runner on second takes off for third. Hernandez was able to fling it over to Luna, and now there's two outs in the top of the fifth. Bulldogs leading 14-0. They're one out away from closing out this game. Flores has a 1-1 count.
You don't see double plays like
that. Here's the windup and a pitch. Yeah, that was a strike. You don't see a double play on a ball. Not very often, at least. The count is 1-2, two out, top of the fifth. Bulldogs leading 14-0. Here's Partain with a windup the pitch. Winging strike three, and that'll be game. The Bulldogs are going to take the series from the Eagles 2-0. They'll play the winner of Baird and Gorman sometime next week at some place.
They're talking maybe Holly.
Maybe Holly. So, once you get information, the Ira Counseling page on Facebook and the school are pretty good about putting all that information up. Thank you guys for bearing with us. We'll be with you throughout the whole playoff run that the Bulldogs go on. Thank you to all the sponsors for sponsoring these broadcasts. You got anything else, Rocky?
I just appreciate the opportunity to work with you, man.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate you. Rocky and Bullwinkle.